Matt Ryan's in our player guest spotlight this week on the show, and thanks for the time as always. Nice throw to Hankerson. He was the only one that was going to catch it, right?
It was a good spot. Hank made a great play on it. Obviously, in the back of the end zone, you want your guys to be strong and physical, and he was exactly that. So that was a key play for us. You know, we had a penalty, I think, on a Devontae Freeman touchdown, and then we get backed up, and to be able to chip away and still come away with the touchdown at that point was huge.
Kyle's really coming up with some pretty cool ideas this year for you, Matt, when you start talking about moving Julio Jones mm-hmm. around. He's lined up all over the place, and it really seems to be making it tough to find him.
Yeah, you know, that's
– For the defense, not for you, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think I've done an okay job finding him the first couple of weeks. That has been one of the things I think Kyle has done a great job with in the first two games is kind of moving Julio around. Not every wide receiver can do that, right? Like, not every wide receiver can move from outside to inside, play in the tight end spot, do all those things. And when you have a guy like that and you're able to move him around, it puts a lot of stress on a defense.
Now, how do you make the decisions? And you have an extreme trust. We've seen it with Roddy for 8 years that you've been here. Now we're seeing it with where you put those guys up to bat, you believe in them to the nth degree. That's not something that comes overnight. You obviously have worked a ton of hours with these guys.
Yeah, it takes time. It does. It takes time. But, you know, I've had guys in my career that I've played with. You mentioned Roddy. He's a guy like that. Even when he's not open, he's been open. Tony Gonzalez was another guy that I played with for a long time that, you know, they're just different players. And you just have to trust them to make plays. And Julio's that kind of guy. And the catch he made kind of coming over the top, I mean, you're not throwing that really to many guys across the league, but he's one of the guys you do, and you know, at the very, very least, he's going to knock it down.
And he's probably mad that you don't throw it to him, right? He wants you to throw it to him.
Absolutely. I mean, that's – you got to love – I've always said that about wide receivers, you know, and you know, guys you're throwing the ball to. You want guys that want the ball all the time. The guys that don't want it, I don't want those guys. I want the guys that want it, and Julio's one of those guys.
Interesting, because we talk about the touchdown to Hankerson, and I thought he was fairly candid in training camp and obviously in the OTAs when he was available to the media to talk about being here and arriving here and understanding what the level was that he needed to be to be a part of the success here. He obviously had some experience with Kyle Shanahan, but his focus was entirely on the new start, the opportunity to come here. What have you seen from him? Because he looks like he's fit well with the group you've got.
Yeah, I think he fits in really well, with the group that we have, the offense that Kyle, you know, likes to run. And, I'm proud of him, to be honest with you. I mean, coming off an injury and starting in a new organization and fresh start, all those kind of things, he is exactly what you would want from a teammate. I mean, he works extremely hard every day. He's always positive, upbeat. He always wants to get better. And he's been very coachable. I mean, to watch, you know, kind of him come along and gain more confidence every day you work with him has been, you know, really cool to watch.
You know, Roddy, yes, I think a lot of fans, you know, they get hung up on numbers that really don't ultimately mean anything about you winning a game. But Roddy caught a pass in 129 consecutive games, didn't get one. I think he had one thrown to him underneath, and it was broken up. I know you feel as bad about that as anybody after the game, but – dictated to you somewhat defensively and what's being given to you. Explain, talk about that a little bit, Matt, and where the ball goes.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You hate seeing something like that not continue, you know, and primarily because I love Roddy.
Yeah.
You know, he's just one of the best teammates that I've ever played with and, you know, the ultimate competitor. And so that it stinks, you know. It's you know, you wish that would keep going. But the game kind of shakes out and you start playing and, you know, coverage kind of dictates where you go. And he knows that, you know, I'm always just trying to find the open guy and trying to go through the progressions as best I can. And he'll be a huge part of what we're going to do all year. It just stinks that streak has kind of ended.
Well, and he was for you in week one. And is there anybody on the field that wants to win more than Roddy does?
No. I mean, obviously, I've never been around a more competitive person in my career. And somebody who's willing to do anything, in order to help the team win. And, he's the best.
Not to mention the fact that how much he affects coverage
right.
and provides an opportunity for Julio or for Hank to get open because they know – there's a guy that's caught as many passes as he's caught.
You're absolutely right. And one of the reasons Jacob Tammy and one of the reasons Hank had as many catches as they did, there was so much coverage dictated to both our outside guys. And Julio was moved around a little bit more to get inside. But, you know, in their two deep coverages, both guys on the outside were pretty much being doubled most of the game. And so, you know, it's just different. Each game shakes out differently, and he'll be back, you know, this week, and I'm sure I'll have a bunch of catches.
The White competitive nature, by the way, is obviously very football-centric to this conversation, but would you agree that the competitive nature of Roddy White comes to conversations and other things?
It doesn't matter where
he wants to be right and win, correct?
It doesn't matter where it is. You know, it doesn't matter what we're doing, playing cards or shooting hoops or something like that. I mean, he wants to beat you at whatever he does.
Matt, you went through a coaching change in college. And now you've gone through one, obviously, here as a pro. This seems to be as smooth a transition from a coaching perspective and changing in a front office organization change, if that's how far we want to describe it. Why has it been so smooth?
I don't know.
As smooth is defined by wins, but it just seems to be smooth. Whether you're 0-2 or 2-0,
yeah,
it seems like
sure.
It's gone well.
I think that's, you know, it says a lot about both guys, the guys that were here before and the guys that have come in. You know, I think I've been fortunate my entire career to have had great coaching. And, you know, with the new staff coming in, you know, you learn different things.
Right.
But they've been awesome. And so I think one of the keys from a player's perspective, I went through it in college, you know, and I went through it, you know, this past year. I think it's about getting the guys in the locker room to buy into whatever – the new staff is, and you've got to kind of check your ego at the door, and you can't be resistant to change,
right?
Because if you are, it's not going to be productive, and I think guys have done a great job of that across the board, whether it be the front office, you know, the coaching staff or players. I think everybody has been open to changing, and I think that's been a good thing.
Boy, I think that you give you certainly give the personnel department a ton of credit for getting the right people in, like Matt's talking about.
Yep.
The people that are going to understand that. There's not many of these jobs around. They're precious, value them, and let's come together as a group. I think well said, Matt, on that. Dallas Cowboys next, your third NFC East team in a row. It's a team that has tried to fix some things they felt like were a little bit deficient defensively. It looks like they've done some of those things.
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, when we get in on a Monday, it's about trying to, you know, evaluate what we did the day before. But as a quarterback, it's – you know, I'm trying to steal an extra day of preparation, too, and getting ready for next Sunday. And so, you know, I've turned on the first two clips, the first two games of the season, and kind of watched them today. I think one of the things that you see from a Rod Marinelli coach defense is that they're very disciplined in what they do. And so they might not give you as many looks as a Steve Spagnuolo last week, but they're never out of position. And they force you to play really good football in order to beat them. And so that's what we're going to have to do this week. Sean Lee coming back for them.
Yeah.
I mean, he made a great interception in the back of the end zone against Philadelphia yesterday. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. But it's about us. You know, it's about our preparation. We can't worry about everything that's going on there. We got to take care of our own house first. And I think guys will get back to that when we get to work Wednesday.
Only fair to ask you about the transition nature of that offensive line from the end of the preseason to the start of the regular season, because through the first couple of ball games, I know you've been knocked down a couple times, but seemingly it's gone pretty well too.
Yeah, I think our guys up front, have played outstanding, and I think there's a lot of people to give credit for that. You know, not only is it, the five guys that we've had playing. And Levitre coming in and only being here 10 days or 8 days, whatever it was before our first game, and, you know, him working his butt off to get up to speed. Mike Person, this is the first time that he's had a chance to play center.
Yeah.
And that's a big jump, and he's done a great job. And then, you know, Chris Chester being new and that unit playing together for the first time. Those guys have done a great job. But I think Kyle – and Kyle Shanahan, in terms of game planning and getting those guys in the right spots, has been spot on. But Chris Morgan has done a great job as well, our offensive line coach, to get those guys up to speed. It's not an easy task, and I think they've done a great job.
Well, we talked about how good that or how big the defensive line was you played against yesterday and knew that maybe it was a little bit tough sled and run to football, and that certainly came to pass. But you did enough in the run game to kind of probe them a little bit, and you played – a good sideline-to-sideline type game that it seemed to open them up so you could attack them in the passing game. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. You know, when you look across New York's defensive line, I mean, they're one of the bigger D lines in the league. And, you know, while our numbers probably weren't, you know, what they were the first week or, you know, what we hoped they'd be every week, we had some nice runs. And we had some runs that kind of, you know, forced them to play that box. And then when we spread it out, I found some space to be able to throw it to our guys. I think, you know, you never know how you're going to have to win, right, offensively. And to me, true balance is always being able to do whatever it takes to go win, and we were able to do that yesterday.
Interesting, because of the way the schedule unfolds, and we asked Coach about this, you guys are finding out how you'd fit in the NFC East, if nothing else, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, that's one of those other things you don't have any control over of, you know, how the order is going to go. But we've seen this division. Mm-hmm. We're going to see them 4 out of the first 5 weeks and 3 in a row. So it's a good division. You know, good football teams, tough-nosed division, but luckily we've been able to get it done twice.
What is the interesting twist here for you? I mean, 8 years in now. Every year is different, I know that. What's different this year? Obviously the coaching staff and the installation philosophies, things like that. What's different for Matt Ryan this year?
You know, one of the biggest differences is a different voice in your ear. I mean, you know, when you're out on the field, it's kind of a unique thing because you've got your helmet on, but you've got, you know, this headset in there that you're hearing a different voice, and there's just a different way to communicate. And so, you know, that's one of the things. You get into a rhythm with the play caller, with the guy who's in your ear, and you kind of get a feel for each other. And I'm starting to get there, you know, but just kind of understanding that and making sure that I know this offense inside and out. It's been a work in progress, but I think we're getting better.
Probably a degree of Kyle learning Matt, too, even though you've seen him from afar and admired him from afar, understanding, hey, this is what he likes to get to in these situations. I'm sure there was some learning for him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know, that it's like that first date, basically. You know, you go out and you're kind of feeling each other out. And then the second time, I thought we were a little bit better in New York than we were in Philadelphia. So we're going to continue to get better as we move forward. But, you know, it's just been a change. It's been an adjustment.
During your conversations here in our last 90 seconds or so, your conversations about what you want to do offensively, I'm going to gather you're just kind of getting into the early chapters of this book, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and I'm learning, too, that, you know, we're going to get different looks than we've gotten in the past because the run game is different. And how people play us is – you know, I see things differently now than I've seen probably the last 3 or 4 years. Hmm. You know, just in terms of what they have to deal with from a defensive standpoint. And so, you know, I'm learning, he's learning, and I think we're going to have better things ahead.
Pretty cool to learn and be 2-0. I know that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun from that side. Matt, we appreciate your time and appreciate you taking time to come with us.
Been a while since we've been to the big building in Arlington, huh?
Yeah, the last time down there wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't very good.
I don't remember the last time we were there.
Yeah, we went once. I don't recall a lot of it happening.
Yeah,
but,
it was a long time ago, two different teams at that point. So I'm excited to get back down there.
Matt, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
You got it. I appreciate it, guys.
Matt Ryan joining us in the Player Spotlight. Thanks so much for being a part of the program today. For Dave Archer, Wes Durham, back next Monday with another edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show.